Get in the herd with Colin Cowherd.
Coming up next at 11
on 1050 ESPN, New York.
All right, it's the second verse with Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg on 1050 ESPN New York and ESPNNewYork.com. We will help you out with a special wardrobe question in just a bit. But that was the voice of Joe Budden of Slaughterhouse, the best sports punchline rapper we have around here, a diehard Knicks fan, and he joins us now. Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you, man?
We're doing really well. And, you know, first off, Lundberg and I, we're very active on Twitter, you know, and the hip-hop community went nuts when Melo became a Knick, and you were right at the forefront of that. So just how happy were you when you heard the news?
Oh, man, I think I was doing jumping jacks in my house. You know, I've been a Knicks fan forever, so... Diehard Knicks fans, you know, as I always tell people, it's one of the hardest things to be in the world. So when that news came through, it was unbelievable. I saw the bandwagon fans already within 10 seconds.
The bandwagon fans came out. You know, do you have a line ready for it already? Because you didn't respond to my tweet at you. The Knicks are back, no longer dead weight like Eddie Curry's contract. Let's see if that Joe Budden can top that.
I think I can top it. I got a couple of different ideas. I'm not going to let them out the bag just yet.
You know, you're from Jersey. What do you think about the Nets?
Oh no, I'm not. You know, I don't do the Nets. The Nets, they're in a bad state, man. They're in a bad state. I don't really know what they're going to do. The Russian billionaire doesn't seem to be attracting anybody. I think they may be all right once they actually get to Brooklyn. Once they get to Brooklyn and the arena is up, maybe they'll be able to track somebody. But I've never been a fan of the Nets.
But he's Russian and he jet skis.
You know, yeah. we seeing you, Ed Lover, a lot of different people tweeting at Lala throughout the process, you know, trying to get her, hey, come on to New York. How much credit do we need to give Lala for getting Melo here, you think, Joe?
I'd like to give her 75%. Wow. Lala's a good friend of mine. I've known Lala for years. She's from New York, great woman. And I've seen her a few times throughout this process, and I'll always bring it up, and she's just very, very quiet about it all. But I definitely give her 75% of the credit.
They're always going to want to take 50. Don't give them 75.
No. The guy does what the wife says. does what the wife says.
That's the way it goes. Joe Budden, of course, rapper from Jersey, big Knicks fan, and as good a sports punchline rapper as you will find from Slaughterhouse, and just signed with Shady Records, joining Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg here on 1050 ESPN New York and ESPNNewYork.com. Now, you're part of that entertainment crew, Joe. So has the Garden now become the primary place for the entertainment world to go to enjoy some entertainment?
Definitely. I would say so. Even though the Garden was selling out before, I would expect to see a lot more A-listers, a lot more B-listers, and the excitement would just be that much. It would just be that much crazier. I expect it to be much crazier than it was even during the winning streak that the Knicks went on.
You think the Knicks are now the biggest game in town, period?
Yeah, I would say that. Still, you got the Yankees Red Sox. Yankees Red Sox is still pretty big amongst baseball fans out here. But, I mean, if the Bucks are playing tonight, and I expect that place to go crazier than ever.
No question.
Still a lot of Knicks fans though with like mixed feelings. I don't really understand those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all hurt. You know. Meanwhile, everyone's announced Carmelo Anthony's wearing number 7, and no one on the planet cares what number any of the outgoing players are wearing. It's a tough trade.
I feel like the Knicks fans, well, some Knicks fans were like fooled by our own plan. I mean, the plan before the season was to just build assets, because we didn't really have any. We got this undrafted center. We got a bunch of guys that teams really didn't care for. So, like, for Denver to be able to take four of the guys that really weren't in our future plans anyway, I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's great news.
Rapper Joe Budden with Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg here on the second verse on 1050 ESPN New York. Now, Joe, I know you're loving that Amari wanted to come here and that Melo wanted to come here. So can we get you to take a shot at LeBron for not wanting to come here?
Oh, no, LeBron's a coward. I say it all the time. I say it all the time. I honestly just don't think he was ready for the bright lights. I don't think he was ready for that pressure. I don't think he wanted anything to do with it. So,
you know, Joe, I'm a big fan of yours. I think you're one of the most talented lyricists out. Ryan is a huge Shady Records stan, and you guys just signed to Shady. I'm also a big Jay-Z fan, and I know you and Jay had a little bit of a friction in some lyrical battles as well. But who's the greatest rapper of all time between those two, Eminem and Jay-Z?
Oh, they're both great in their own respective rights. Jay-Z is definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. Eminem not only is one of the greatest to ever do it. I mean, you know, when you talk about Eminem, you have to just step outside of hip hop. Eminem is definitely one of the three biggest artists in the world, alongside Lady Gaga and maybe Justin Bieber. So it's not just about rap with Eminem. He's had huge pop success, and I don't think I can say the same thing about Jay-Z, but, you know, they're both terrific in their own right.
So when's that next Slaughterhouse Eminem track coming out, Joe?
Oh, man, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I think very soon.
Very nice.
Very, very soon. Maybe before Melo plays his third game.
Wow. How about that? That's what we like to hear. And now, of course, that, you know, we're all boys here on the second verse, Joe, you're going to get M on for us, right?
You know what? We're going to try it. You know, if Melo can come to the Knicks, anything is possible.
That's what I like to hear. That's the motivation I need. Well, we love listening to your music. Can't wait for that track to come out, and we appreciate you coming on, Joe. Let's hope Melo guides the Knicks to a win tonight.
Hopefully, especially after Denver won their game last night.
Yeah, with no one on the floor. Absolutely. I'm sure we'll see you at the Garden sometime soon.
Definitely. Thank you for having me, fellas.
All right. Joe Budden joining Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg here on the second verse on 1050 ESPN New York and ESPNNewYork.com. Now, I love Joe even more because two things he did there that I love. One, he ripped LeBron, and you know I love that because LeBron's the ultimate evildoer, called him a coward, didn't want the bright lights. And two, he kept hope alive for my dream of, you know, having M on the program.
Yeah, I don't know if Jay-Z hasn't had commercial success. He only has 11 straight number one albums. But yeah, Joe is, if you haven't heard some of his tracks, he's the best sports player. Punchline guy out there, and he's just nasty on the mic, period.
I can remember last year too, he had a line about Phil Hughes, and I actually ended up sending the link to Phil, and he got a huge kick out of it because, you know, maybe Phil Hughes wasn't necessarily at status yet where he belonged in a song, but that's how in tune with the sports community that Joe is, that he popped Phil in there once he won that fifth starter spot.
Yeah, maybe Bartolo Colon will get a line next year.
Well, that would be impressive. It's the second verse with Ryan Rucco and Robin Lundberg on 1050 ESPN New York and ESPNNewYork.com. You have a difficult decision to make.